broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
My next guest is Ruslan Dorfman, founder and CEO of GeneUN.
Thank you very much for giving opportunity to speak here today.
You got it. No, thank you for being here. I know it's a busy time for you, so I appreciate you taking the time to sit here at the mic.
Thank you.
So, did you just come off stage too?
Yes.
I love it. Literally, I'm getting really hot off the stage, so it's kind of cool. So, tell me about GeneUN.
So, GeneUN is a personalized medicine company. We developed an application that is called PillCheck. So the PillCheck is actually a health IT platform that enables to translate patients' genome data into usable recommendations for drug prescribing. So it's a secure health IT platform that enables not only data interpretation, but also delivery of these results to patients, pharmacists, and physicians.
So who are your main customers that you're selling to right now?
So right now we're targeting pharmacies as well as insurance companies or self-insured employers.
Okay.
Because these people all care about patient adherence to medications,
yes,
cost of drug therapy, and disability costs.
Fantastic. Where are you guys based out of?
We're in Toronto.
Toronto. And today you pitched, what are your goals for this? What are you hoping to get from the Venture Plus Forum?
So first of all, exposure. We just want to get exposure to partners that will be interested to try our approach. And we're looking for accountable care organizations in the U.S.
Yep.
That will be willing to pilot this product, especially focusing on people with chronic complex diseases and polypharmacy.
Excellent. And how did you come up with this idea? Where did the idea come from? I mean, I see the necessity and the market opportunity, but where did it come from?
I'm actually a geneticist by training.
Okay.
So I worked at the CKS Hospital in Toronto for many years, and I saw how genomic technology is progressing. And I saw the opportunity of creating personalized medicine. Before I started the company, I was the first director of personalized medicine strategy in Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And I realized that there was a big gap in terms of IT technologies and ability actually to bring it to primary care physicians, because everybody focuses on hospitals, and we really would love to focus on primary care physicians because we want to keep people out of the hospital.
That's fantastic. So over the next couple of days, obviously you're going to hang around for the full conference?
A little bit, yeah.
And who specifically would you like to meet with? Because I have a very broad audience. So who would you specifically like to meet with?
Yeah, so we had already a phone meeting with McKesson.
Excellent.
Ventures. So we're looking for organizations that develop health IT platforms, again, embedding and targeting primary care physicians, able to see opportunity to integrate genetic data with all other information that comes into EMR, support patient prescribing.
Okay, fascinating. And is this your first year at HIMSS?
Yes.
Excellent. What do you think so far?
It's very exciting, really crowded place. Scale is really big. And
yeah,
we really see a lot of cutting-edge healthcare innovations. That's very exciting.
Yeah, no, this forum is phenomenal. And this is obviously very busy. And you may know this, but we have 43,000 people at HIMSS this year over the next couple of days.
That's amazing.
1,300 companies, miles and miles of trade show space.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my 17th year coming to HIMSS, and so this is the first live radio broadcast at a HIMSS annual conference.
Great.
But this is my 17th year personally attending, and you can achieve, HIMSS is what you put into it, and HIMSS is what you want to achieve, and whatever your goals are, you will achieve them, certainly if you put the time, because everybody is here, all the mover and shakers are at this conference.
Okay.
So, in closing, though, what are you looking to raise specifically for a round? And this is your seed, is this a seed round?
So it's our seed round.
Okay.
We aim to close $3 million of funding. Right now we have money coming in for convertible debt.
Yep.
So we want to close at least $750,000 by the end of this quarter.
Okay.
Enable us to grow.
Excellent, Ruslan. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I wish you all the best. You have a phenomenal product. You're a great guest to have on the show. I appreciate you taking the time just to stop by because I know you have a lot going on.
Okay, thank you very much for the invitation. Enjoy the conference.
Thank you very much, my friend. All the best. Take care. All right, Stone. Well, that's we got a lot going on here.
We most certainly do.
No, this is fantastic.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.